Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson and I'm Deputy Editor at TXF. In the project and export finance space, today, our headline news offering, following the recent financial close of GNA1 and the Sergipe project the previous year, is the Brazilian LNG to power sector ready for pure commercial bankability with little or no DFI and ECA support? Some DFIs believe so, but GNA2 will be the real test. On our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, White & Case has appointed 4 new partners to its various project finance-related practices with effect from January 1, 2020. Yoma Strategic Holdings is to form a strategic partnership with Philippine conglomerate Ayala Corporation's energy platform, AC Energy. And Wind Estate has submitted applications for 3 proposed offshore wind farms totaling 1.8 gigawatt of capacity to the Danish Energy Agency. Over in the commodity finance industry, on our essentials news front, Poya Jafari, previously a credit analyst at Wells Fargo, has joined UK-based asset manager Chanel Capital Advisors as a trade finance-focused associate. On our third-party news tracker service in the commodity space, Trafigura, First Bank of Nigeria, and Africa Finance Corporation are financing a $450 million, 1,600 tons per year processing plant at the Mutoshi Copper and Cobalt Mine in the Congo. Russian Sovereign Wealth Fund, RDIF, and Saudi Arabia's SALIC have signed a cooperation agreement on searching for investment projects in the Russian agricultural sector. And Paul Burrough has stepped down as executive chairman of the restructured Noble Group and is being replaced by James Dubo, the Asian head of turnaround firm Alvarez & Marcel, albeit as non-executive chairman. And finally, in the trade finance sphere, our headline news story, Martin Schaldgatter, head of treasury operations at Roche, the pharmaceutical company based in Switzerland, gives TXF his candid take on swift GPI developments and the corporate experience of financing trade in challenging times. On our third-party news tracker service in the trade space, UniCredit has Raphael Barasak and Emmanuel de Rosier as global co-heads of cash management. Equatorial Guinea has joined the Lusphone Compact, a joint initiative by the AFDB and Government of Portugal to accelerate private sector development in Portuguese-speaking countries in Africa. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.